everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Cryptic Cocktail Party, a show where we have a few drinks, share a few laughs, take a dive into the unknown. I'm your host, Dave, and today I'm joined once again by a good friend of the show, Cryptid Clyde. How's it going there, bud?
Hey, it's going great.
Yeah, you're looking good.
I'm back, yeah. Yeah.
It's always a pleasure to have you on, so I'm glad you're back. And it's always such a joyous vibe. Like, the energy's always good when you're on. And that's the reason why. That laugh is contagious as fuck, and I can't get enough of it.
Well, I'm happy to help any way I can.
I know, I appreciate that. but yeah, no, you, how you doing? I know you, you've done some stuff since the last time you were on. I think it was Loveland Frogman Festival, I believe, was the, you were did that?
Yep. Loveland Frogman at the start of this month, and then I've got a nice dry spell here up until end of May. So yeah.
Yeah. How was Frogman Fest?
The Frogman was great. Yeah. Second year for that show. It was a new location, but it was bumping. It was still good. Yeah.
I saw a lot of pictures. Everyone there seemed like they're having a fucking blast. Like,
oh yeah, it's fucking great. It's a great time.
Yeah. I'm going to, I just hate that. Like, Pennsylvania is so big because Ohio's not is right next to Pennsylvania.
Right.
But for me to go from Philly to Loveland, Ohio, yeah, that's like a, I gotta stay. That's like an overnight trip. That's not like a just.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's not a pop out for the day. Yeah.
No. Clyde, I'm glad you're on because we're going to talk about something that I think needs to be talked about. We kind of had a little discussion last week or the week before or something kind of on Instagram about this. And you already know what we're going to be talking about. And that is, we're going to be talking about skinwalkers today. And I'm very excited.
Hey,
I'm assuming you're familiar with skinwalkers. Everyone is fucking familiar with skinwalkers nowadays. Anyways, if you're on TikTok,
I was going to say a version of skinwalker. Sure. I'm very, very familiar with.
No. All right. Let's just, I guess let's just get into it. Cause I wrote down a lot and I don't know how much. And I have a feeling we're going to go off of my script probably frequently throughout this. Just cause
it's going to be a nice tight podcast. No tangents. Just.
Well, cause I feel like we do both have a lot to say. And the way I feel about skinwalkers is the same way I feel about like the Wendigo or something like that, where it gets lumped into a category that I feel isn't the category it should be in. And it's represented in a way that I don't feel it should be represented as. But again, I'm a white dude and this is Native American culture. You know, who the fuck am I to say what's right and wrong? It's just, I guess.
I think for preface sake, we both say we're both just American white dudes saying anything here. So, you know, don't take anything with any serious weight.
No, I guess this is more of a opinion based episode than it is a factual. Because, you know, again, I'm not going to tell people how to feel. I mean, although I have, I did do a lot of like, how do Native Americans feel about skinwalker popularity? And it's not great across like, for most of it. So I feel like I'm not in the wrong to say some of the things I'm about to say. God, I'm making it sound like I'm going to say something super fucked up. And I'm not
get ready for just a stream of slurs coming out. Yeah.
I promise it's not that. But anyways, now I'm 100% positive that anyone listening to this episode has probably come across some sort of skinwalker content very recently, either like through like a late night journey down the rabbit hole that is the weirder side of YouTube with videos such as, quote, most disturbing animal skinwalkers caught on tape, or quote, scary skinwalkers that videos that will give you goosebumps. Also, skinwalker in this title is two words and goosebumps is also two words in this title. or maybe you came across like an Instagram post, or more than likely you saw just one of what feels like millions of TikToks related.
Oh yeah.
Now, as of right now, during the time of this recording, there are close to 100,000 videos with the hashtag skinwalker, and that hashtag has been viewed over a billion times. So
oh my God.
it's pretty safe to say that for some reason, the skinwalker has seen quite a bit of play in recent years.
Yeah.
And that curiosity kind of continues to this day. You sent me a couple TikToks earlier.
There's something.
So I don't even know where to begin with this. The you know what? I'm just going to keep going on the script. We're going to go on script. Hey. All right. Because now, for the most part, well, let me rephrase this. All of those videos are 99% horseshit. It's like almost always a super pixelated or artifacted video of like a dog or a deer just being weird, or just being a dog or a deer.
Right.
Or it's some dude using like the green screen effect with like a picture or video of a skinwalker behind it. And he's like just blatantly wrongly telling you how skinwalkers are stalking his property, or like how his neighbor got attacked by one. But yeah, so Clyde, the reason why I invited you on today, like I said up top, is to go over just what exactly is, and more importantly, what isn't a skinwalker. Yeah. Like I said, we kind of had this discussion the other night about this, which is kind of what like inspired me to do this. Because like I was saying with the Wendigo, like I did an episode a while back about that. And I think it's important to dispel a lot of the misinformation when it comes to
cryptids,
folklore, and legend. But before we like dive right in, where are you at with all of this so far?
I have this weird love-hate relationship with like scary videos, like the like filmed on a potato kind of videos. Because I mean, I've always liked spooky stuff, so I'm down to just see stupid people walking around abandoned buildings. But then there's just like things that are obviously faked or just have so much simpler explanations.
Yeah,
and then you get into just. I feel like everything that isn't a ghost or Bigfoot is just labeled skinwalker.
Okay. Yeah. It's like the one video that I hate the most, and I've seen many iterations of this same video, is someone's dog outside of a glass door scratching to come in. And then it's like, Pookie's already inside. Who is this? And it's like, well then show you. And they never show you the dog that's inside. They don't pan to be like, look, Pookie's here. Who's the, like, it's like,
and also we don't know if they have two dogs and they just didn't tell us, you know.
Well, and that's the other thing too, is that a lot of these videos that are getting posted are downloaded and then re-uploaded so many times that you don't know, like that could have been just a video without text on it saying Pookie's inside. Yeah. Like that could have just been like, look at my fucking dumbass dog trying to come through a glass door. And it's been fucking uploaded 10,000 times to the point where now it's a skinwalker trying to murder me and my family.
Yeah, it's the worst kind of game of telephone at some point.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like misinformation mixed with just like clickbait farming. Like,
oh yeah,
it's just everyone's trying to get in on it. But all right, Clyde, let's begin with what a skinwalker isn't, because I feel like it's important to like kind of get this stuff out of the way, like right up top before we dive into like the more important part of like what is an actual skinwalker.
Sure.
First off, the skinwalker, like the Wendigo, is first and foremost not a cryptid. And I don't believe that it should even be in the same category. The only time like cryptid and skinwalker should be used in the same sentence is when you're describing what a skinwalker is not.
If that makes sense. Accurate.
And the reason why is because cryptids are thought to be like flesh and blood living creatures that are just unyet known to science.
Sure.
Skinwalkers, technically, are just dudes. They're human beings that have magical and supernatural powers. They're just humans that exist. Like the way I worded it is like you wouldn't call like Merlin a cryptid. You know what I mean? Like like Harry Potter is not a cryptid. That's just a kid who can fucking use magic, right?
Wiccans aren't cryptids. Yeah, it's
yeah. Like I don't know if that's the best way to like word it, but like that just made sense to me. Like if you're a magic user, that doesn't make you not human. Because the other thing too is that people think that skinwalkers are like half human, half animal, which isn't true. I mean, you don't see that description a lot, but like when you see them depicted sometimes, they're like halfway in between like things.
It's we call the skinwalker mid-transformation kind of like, okay.
It's
like,
no, sure. That's not how it works. The other thing too is that the Wendigo is not a skinwalker.
Right.
The reason why is because one, two completely different language groups as far as Native American goes, different, full on different cultures and societies. They are not even, one of those, they might not even know that the skinwalker exists. Why might not even known the Wendigo existed, because that's how far apart they were. Like, God damn it. And I brought that up on my Wendigo episode. So if you want to hear me rant about that, you can just check that one out instead. Second, and this, or I guess third, and this is the one that really bothers me. The Skinwalker isn't, never has been, and won't ever be considered a werewolf.
No. Yeah. Two different things.
To become a Skinwalker, you have to actively and consciously take steps to become one. Like, that's like a whole thing. And it's voluntary. Not voluntary. Well, it is voluntarier, but it's also voluntary. Yeah. it's voluntary. Werewolves, on the other hand, they don't want that shit. Like, this, like, they're just a, they're like a cursed individual. Like, they don't want to be a werewolf. Right. They're tormented by their condition. And another key difference is that people cursed with, like werewolfism, lycanthropy. Well, I don't know.
Lycanthropy?
Is that what it is? I have no idea. Yeah. they're like more of a, like a victim in this whole scenario. Like, they don't have any control over their powers, while Skinwalkers do. And I have seen so many people and just things equating the two that it's frustrating. And this isn't just like small creators on TikTok who may not have the resources available to learn the difference.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? But this is like big, well-known creators that are doing this. For instance, not to name names, there's one group that has a new documentary out called Skinwalkers 2 American Werewolves.
Yeah.
First of all, notice the glaring absence of the word native in there. But what's even more frustrating about them calling it werewolves is that this is a sequel. I don't know if you noticed the two in there.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what the first one's called?
Lay it on me.
Skinwalker, Howl of the Rougarou. First of all, the Rougarou is not even natively American. It's French in origin. I believe you were on the episode I did about the Rougarou.
Yes, I was. Full circle here, yeah.
Second, the Rougarou is an actual fucking werewolf. So why wouldn't the second one be about the fucking goddamn Rougarou? Like, but yeah.
I mean, it is one of those things, like you said earlier, it's kind of clickbaity in a way, because people nowadays at least know what Skinwalker is, and they want a piece of that because it's just terrifying, because it could be anything.
But
so I get it, but also like a huge misrepresentation, an incorrect approach, you know?
Yeah, it's like wild how much disrespect you can throw on a native tribe's culture, like just for clout, or like, and this is, and again, I'm not going to name names, but this is like a group that has multiple documentaries. Some of them are actually really good. They even have their own festival. How are you that fucking like, just like, I don't know if it's ignorance or they just don't care. Like, if it's like a clout chasing thing.
I think it's a marketing thing for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, could, like I said, could all this just be ignorance on everyone's part? Maybe. The Navajo people are very tight-lipped when it comes to talking about the Skinwalker, because to do so, they believe it attracts their attention, and no one fucking wants that.
Yeah, it's that's the other thing that really has always irked me about it. Like, not only is it just a bastardization, a white people bastardization of a native legend, but like, specifically the legend is, do not talk about them,
right? Fucking
because it makes bad things happen. So like,
yeah,
maybe we don't.
Like, dude, I watched a 30 minute long video today on but like a native like a Navajo chief like talking and like learned and the video was about the Skinwalker. I don't think I learned anything because he talked in a way that just circled around the Skinwalker, because they didn't want to fucking talk about it because they don't want to talk about it.
Which, I mean, it's a twofold thing, right? Because on one hand, I get it. They're not supposed to talk about it. But the problem it then creates, and it's not their fault, but the problem it then creates is people on TikTok or with documentaries can make whatever they want a Skinwalker because there's no rules in their book.
Oh, well,
you know,
you just brought me to my next point that I was going to make.
Excellent.
Because like I said, one thing is that they don't discuss it, but for the most part, they don't discuss it with outsiders, especially no one in the tribe. And if they do, it's vague, or you're not getting 100% all of the details. So like you just said, what do most people do? They fill in the details on their own and end up kind of just making up what they believe or what they want to believe, or putting out their clickbaity bullshit that just sounds good. And it ends up spreading a lot of misinformation. Adrienne Keene, who is a Cherokee Nation author and academic, probably put it best when she warned that when outsiders misunderstand and misuse the history of the legend, it can become appropriative.
Oh, yeah. Appropriation.
Yeah, pretty much. And you know what's fucked up? You know why she used that? Why she said that? Is because I didn't know this, but apparently J.K. Rowling,
yes,
everyone's favorite transphobe,
yeah,
did a thing where apparently she was doing like magic in Americas, and she was saying that the Skinwalker was actually a... You know what? I'll just wait till the end of the episode and I'll fucking just read to you what she wrote, because it is bonkers. Like, it is wild. But anyways, Clyde, now that we got most of what the Skinwalkers aren't, because there's a lot more that we could probably go over about what they aren't.
Oh, baby.
Do you want to go over what they are? We'll maybe have a little
Let's have a little fun with this. Some ground rules here, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So like I said just a minute ago, there isn't a ton of information on the Skinwalkers from the Navajo, and there are other tribes that do have Skinwalker legends called the Skinwalker. Most of what we know come from folklorists and anthropologists like Baron Tolkien and Clyde Cluckin.
All right.
I literally almost said Cuckold, and I feel so bad. I read it way too fast. Clyde Cluckin, they spent time with the tribes, and they were lucky enough to have some stories, traditions, customs, legends, all that stuff kind of shown and told to them, which they then passed down in their own published works. So I'm going to do my best to not spread any more misinformation here, sure, and go off what these gentlemen have said, because again, there's not a lot out there, so it's going to be this next part of the story is going to be somewhat short. So Skinwalkers are, or what the Navajo call Yinaldalushi, which translates loosely to, quote, by means of it, it goes on all fours, are Native American witches that have chosen to forsake the societal morals and values of their tribes to become pretty much an agent of just pure chaos. And I'm going to regret saying this, and I hate that I wrote this down, but basically Skinwalkers are like the Jokers of the Navajo worlds.
We live in a society.
That felt wrong saying it, but it's like
I get what you mean. There's just they don't have any regard for anything else. It's just
chaos,
servicing their own needs for the sake of,
yeah. It was just like the closest thing to equate it to in terms of like a pop culture reference, I guess. You know right. what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
Now, according to Clyde, not you, Clyde, but the anthropologist Clyde, to become a Skinwalker, you have to know a Skinwalker. Takes one to know one, am I right? Now, once you and your Skinwalker chum, you know, hung out for a bit, got close, you have to be accepted into the secret society of the Skinwalker. Now, this is like some straight up, like, Native American mobster shit.
Oh, yeah. And you got to get jumped in, yeah.
Yeah, well, just like the mob, to be accepted into the secret society, you got to make your bones. And in this instance, it means murdering a close family member more often than not. It's usually like a sibling, but I guess if you're an only child, any relative could do, I guess. I mean, it's just as long as you're close. I'm close with my cousin, so I guess maybe that would work. I have no idea. Now, Clyde, you're on the road to becoming a Skinwalker. You made it this far. You became best friends with a Skinwalker. You killed your brother. Now it's time for the initiation ceremony.
Oh, boy.
The initiation ceremony takes place at night, because, of course, in a secluded area like a cave, and is pretty fucking metal, minus the parts that aren't, and you'll figure out which parts those are pretty quickly. The initiates and participants would sit in a circle surrounded by just mounds of human flesh and rows of human heads. Everyone's butt-ass naked, except for their masks and jewelry. Very eyes wide shut kind of.
Yeah, a little cave key party, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone is painted from head to toe, and they would spend the next few hours chanting, engaging in cannibalism, necrophilia, shitting and pissing on sacred symbols and artifacts, and making sand paintings, which... I guess this was like a big no-no. Like, the Navajo considered doing sand paintings like a strictly daytime activity.
Oh,
so okay. Now, most Navajo rituals were done to maintain health, order, you know, harmony with nature.
Sure.
The Skinwalker ceremony is like the exact opposite. Whatever the opposite of live, laugh, love is, that's what the Skinwalkers are doing. It's a quote, a part of a video that I watched by a guy named John Solo, who's really good. He described the ceremonies as, quote, chaos manifest. By acting in a way that directly opposed nature, they created imbalances and unleashed evil onto the community, end quote. And they did this because they just want to, not to go back to Batman, but they just want to watch the world burn, pretty much.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
Like not literally, but you know what I mean. Their goal is to, like, spread, yes, yeah, like spread disease, social unrest, and sometimes death, just to gain more power and more, I guess, notoriety, what have you. Now, you might be thinking, why would someone want to do all this? Well, for the awesome new powers, of course. Everyone wants new, cool, awesome, dark powers. Now, once you're a Skinwalker, you basically become like a Sith Lord, pretty much. You get cool new dark magic and, of course, the ability to transform into a number of different animals. But this is another thing that I feel like people get wrong with Skinwalkers. It's not like Animorphs, right? Like, you're not like...
Right.
Like, you're not like, oh, shit, time to turn into a bear. Now I got to turn into a fish. Like, you can't, like... Like, yes, skinwalkers can turn into things like wolves, foxes, bears, etc. They have to be wearing or have a piece of that animal skin with them to be able to transform into that animal, hence the name Skinwalker. So whatever video you saw of a pug fucking standing on its back legs, that's not a skinwalker. Unless there's a dude out there with a pelt of a pug.
Just some guy that just really wanted to be someone's dog that can't breathe. Yeah, that's
and another misconception, I guess, about skinwalkers is, like, the reason why they turn into these types of animals, it isn't to attack people. Skinwalkers rarely, if ever, attack people when they're in their animal forms. I'm not saying they haven't, but from all the stuff that I've read and stuff like that, that's not what they do. They use these powers, like, more of the abilities they gain while being transformed as that animal. Like, you want to move quickly, become a deer. Want to be strong, turn into a bear. Sure. Want to be sneaky, turn into a fox. Like, they didn't need to disguise themselves to attack you. Like, they mostly just did it to kind of, like, either sneak up to you or get up to you quickly or spy on you, that kind of stuff. Because they have other methods.
It's just stealth, basically. It's a way to get around the society and not be noticed easily.
Or to be able to traverse different terrains easier. Like, it was more of an ability that, not so much an attack ability, but more like a, like you said, like a stealth, but also like just move.
Like utilitarian, very like, this is a means to an end, not like a power trip. Yeah.
Yeah. So like I said, they have other means of hurting you, like poison darts or just straight up putting a curse on you. Some of which could be as serious as causing you to go absolutely insane. Others, like curses or something as mild as just making you more clumsy and prone to accidents. And while some medicine men can fight off these curses and poisons, like, a lot of the time the Skinwalker's curse is just far more powerful than they can fight against. But yeah, but that's all I really got on the Skinwalker. Like I said, there's not a lot of information out there. Just kind of like what the ceremony is, how you turn into one, and what their vague, I guess, wants are. Another thing to note is that, yes, the Skinwalkers are evil. They're mean motherfuckers, but their main intent isn't murder or killing you. I feel like everything I've ever seen about the Skinwalker from less credible sources, like, they just want to fucking kill you. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's not like the Wendigo. It's not like anything else. They're not just going to fucking murder you on sight. Like, well, they do kill. Their intentions are just chaos. Like, they just want to cause pure, unadulterated chaos. Right. They want to upturn, like, society.
It is chaotic evil, basically. Yeah.
So if you see, like, a weird deer in the woods and think it's a skinwalker, just know that it won't kill you right then and there. It'll do it from a distance when you least expect it. More likely with, like, a poison dart and or a curse. So there's that.
Right.
Basically, skinwalkers are, like, the yin to the medicine man's yang. Is what I kind of gathered from it. It's basically just opposite.
Yeah, I mean, to put it in, I guess, a more mainstream European white way, I mean, it's God and the devil, basically. You know, it is polar opposites of a spectrum.
The entire time I was learning about them, I was like, oh, this is Jedi Sith shit. Like, that is it's really... And I guess, like, it's kind of like, if we're looking at the story of the Skinwalker as purely a cautionary tale type of story, the same way with the Wendigo is, like, all the bad things about society pretty much manifested. You could say the same thing about the Skinwalkers, that it's basically just like warning you against like what.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. Like, I mean, feels like the Wendigo, like I can see people getting confused a little bit with like, you know, the ritual to become a Skinwalker involves all this violence and blood and potential cannibalism. And the Wendigo has that too. And you can kind of see like people getting these ideas like, oh, it's the same thing, but it's not. And like you said, they're both more or less warnings about, you know, kind of forsaking your humanity or being a part of your society or culture.
Yeah. But even like with the Wendigo, like if anything, the Wendigo is closer to maybe not like what it is, but like is more closely related to the werewolf in the sense that like it's, you become a Wendigo, not by choice. Yeah. You become it because you had to resort to a taboo type of act that force you to become one, unlike the Skinwalker, where like you want to be just fucking pure
for this. Yeah.
And I'm not gonna lie, dude. Like, I know I probably shouldn't say this, but Skinwalkers, dude, I kind of vibe with them, dude. I kind of get that. Like, I kind of love this. I really do. Like, I like, maybe not my personal life, but at work, dude, I thrive on the chaos. Like, I'm all about. Like, I will turn it upside down. I will.
So you're the Joker of your work. You're saying, got you. Yeah.
Okay. Dude, I'll do random shit at work just to see if people fucking care. Like I'll be in the office, but can you turn off the lights? I got a headache. I don't have a headache. I just want to see if people work with the lights off. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta have fun with it. I know Skinwalkers aren't doing that. They're doing some pretty fucked up shit, but you know, like they're stealing heads of babies and stuff, according to one story.
Yeah, they're not just fucking the lights on and off in the corner. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, or my new favorite thing is to go up to people and be like, hey man, I don't care what anyone says. I think you do a really good job. And then just walk away.
Just that little tinge of, oh, who said?
Yeah.
Who said what about me?
No follow up. I'll say it and walk away. Pat him on the back. Be like, good job, bud. <It's> good. Oh, shit. So, Clyde, where are we at? How are we feeling? What are we thinking? I feel like we got some stuff out of the way, but I think we also introduced some new stuff that maybe people will take to heart. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. It's one of those things of like, again, we're white dudes. I'm not here to say like you can't talk about this thing as part of your own personal whatever. Like, it's more or less just kind of have some respect for where it came from and maybe don't make it into whatever you want just to get clicks on TikTok or whatever.
Yeah, dude, it's bad. Like, it's even on Instagram now too. Like, I started following a bunch of like cryptid and like paranormal pages and stuff like that, only to learn quickly that they're just like aggregators and they just put their logo at the bottom of the screen with someone else's video, and the caption's always something like, well, what do you think? And it's like, dude, fuck you, man. Like, you tell me what you think, because I know you don't believe this shit. Like, don't
use me for your engagement, come on.
Yeah, like, fuck you, dude. Like, have something to say. Like, you're just reposting the same shit that I've seen on TikTok and other reels on Instagram. Like, I hate people that don't add to the conversation. They just perpetuate the dumb conversation. It's like, post your video, whatever. Yeah, that's fine. You could post a video, like the one video you sent me. I saw that one where the guy's like, there was a dude crawling on the roof. Like, come on, man, that's just a dude high on bath salts. You're in the panhandle of Florida. I can tell by your roof. It's a corrugated roof, dude.
Like, come on. That's just Florida man behavior. That's not even.
Yeah, like, I know that's just a dude. It's clearly a dude. Because first of all, why would you say, is that a Skinwalker? It's the shape of a human being. I can see the toes imprinted on the roof.
Right.
Like, no, that's not also, a
Skinwalker. What is he doing just by, like, tap dancing on your roof, basically? Like, what is that doing?
He's just having a good time. He's just...
And I mean, I've seen a lot of people, like, going into, like, abandoned areas and stuff like that. And they say they see one, and it's like... probably just a meth head, dude. Like, sorry, but like, it's
just a houseless person just trying to fucking sleep, and you're in there fucking throwing rocks. Like, calm
just
down.
Just some fucking tweakers, and you're out here filming them, man.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. I mean, it's not like my show is going to fucking upend this, you know what I mean? But
sure, you know, at least we have a principles we're standing by here.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, the other one I see all the time is it'll be someone out in the woods and they either hear someone calling their name or like a shrieking in the distance. And I mean, those are creepy, but also like, have you heard wildcats or like an elk has a terrifying scream if you've ever heard one of those?
Or like a fisher cat. Dude, I remember the first time.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm from New Hampshire. So they're all around. You know what I mean? I mean, I live in Philly now, but back then, I remember the first time I heard one, I thought I was dying. I thought there was a woman in the woods just full on getting murdered. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
like, it sounds like a grown woman screaming, and it's terrifying. Same thing with like foxes at night.
Yes, like a friend of mine, his brother's a cop, and he would get calls about I heard a woman screaming in the woods, and it would always be a fox in like the neighborhood.
It's fucked up. It's wild. And then the other thing too, I didn't put this in there. I probably should have put it sooner in the episode, not when people are probably going to stop listening. But I hate when you see a video, and it's clearly like an artifact, like in the video, like there's something wrong with the glitch, and you see, and you see like a deer, and like all of a sudden it got longer or it got shorter.
Right.
These motherfuckers, these skinwalkers, are using ancient dark magic brought to them by the gods themselves. Do you think they half ass turn into like? No, they are like if they are full on a bear. Like they're not like they're not like
they. Like maybe they missed the spot when they put that full body paint on, you know, and they didn't quite get it right.
Like they're not just like I'm a bear. Like it's not like a ditto. Like it's not like like it's not almost. It's not like completely with like a human face. Like on it. Like it's like a full. Like they transform. It's full on.
Yeah, it's not the thing, you know, where it's like a bunch of dog heads on this weird blobby veiny body. Yeah. Like no, it's. If it's a skinwalker, it's just going to be an animal, dude.
Yeah, it's not.
And more than likely, if you're seeing an animal, it might just be an actual animal.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
But yeah, it's not some like weird Lovecraftian horror version of an animal. It's not like Cronenberg. Like,
exactly. It's not Cronenberg stuff, man. It's not body horror.
Yeah, it's not going to be fucking Jeff Goldblum turning into the fly at the end. Like, it's,
yeah. Like,
it just everything bums me out. I hate it so much.
It is. And again, it's like you were saying, it's the clickbaitiness that has made it so pervasive. Mm. And it really feels like it has just become a lazy naming convention for something that someone can't explain, which I mean, granted, it's unexplained, so yeah. I get it, but also, like, it's either ghosts, aliens, Bigfoot, or skinwalkers at this point.
There's no in between.
Right. Exactly.
See, like, I hate this trend in, like, the TikTok cryptid paranormal scene. I will say this, though, the one that I did love, and I don't care that all of it was bullshit, was the Hat Man memes videos that were going around on TikTok. I love that shit so much, and I cannot get enough of it. It's so good. I love it so much. I did a full episode on the Hat Man just because I had to. Like, now, to be fair, am I doing this episode because maybe I'll get some fucking views? Because of the hashtag Skinwalker? Fuck yeah, but will I be actually giving information about the Skinwalker?
Yes.
All right, Clyde. I'm actually very surprised that we got this in 35 minutes.
Yeah, I am too. This was we've made some good progress here that hopefully people take to heart at home.
I feel like we did. But anyways, you got any last closing words you'd like to impart on us before we?
You know, a while ago on my Instagram account, I did a short video on about like Wendigo antlers. And granted, it wasn't like super deeply researched, but I think my feeling at the end of it was more, it wasn't so much like other people can't talk about these things. It's more just have some respect for where it came from.
Yeah.
And don't just kind of appropriate it for your own benefit means whatever.
Yeah. That's pretty much where I came from when I did my Wendigo episode. Like I started it the same way, basically, as I started this one, being like the Wendigo is not a cryptid. Same way.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and also, like, the depiction of skinwalkers now, it did perpetuate the same way that the way we see the Wendigo now, with, like, the antlers and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's because of, like, white media, Like, I don't know. I was wondering, like, I think it was like, was it 2000? No, it had to be earlier than that. Maybe the 90s, early 2000s, there was a movie called Skinwalkers, which basically just portrayed them as Native American werewolves. They were like half human, half wolf kind of thing. And then that like misrepresentation kind of is what stuck amongst, because again, there's the Native Americans, like the Navajo specifically, like they don't like to talk about it. They won't talk about it. And they pretty much really can't talk about it because of their culture and their beliefs. So we just kind of had to go off of whatever this fucking ding dong who made this video or this movie was like, yeah. There was an X-Files episode, I guess, also that involved the Skinwalker. Like,
oh, yes.
They went to New Mexico and they came across. I don't fully remember it, but I remember seeing it. But I know that it exists. Yes,
but it was very much like werewolf adjacent at the very least. Which I will say, I feel like, and I could be very wrong on this because I have not watched all of it recently, but I do feel like for the most part, X-Files had at least a modicum of respect for Native American stuff when they did have them on.
I feel like,
but that one was definitely more werewolf.
But I will say, for at the time it came out, they probably didn't have the budget to just either full on get a real wolf, and or the makeup budget to make a convincing looking,
right?
You know what I mean? So I'll give them a pass because they've been pretty good about stuff like that. But anyways, Clyde, as always, I appreciate it. It's always it's always amazing talking to you. I love you so much.
I love being here, man. So thank you for having me, as always.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to plug before we sign off?
Not really at the moment. Like I said, my next show is until the end of May in Somerset, Pennsylvania for the PA Myths and Legends Festival. And yeah, after that, I got a bunch going on in the summer, but more on that closer to the time. So.
Hell yeah! When you get your tour flyer,
yeah, I got some updates to make to the posters. So yeah,
when you make your tour flyer, I'll be sure to post it, share it around. All right, well, make sure you follow Clyde on Instagram. I think it's cryptid_Clyde.
Yep, that's one.
Yeah. You can check out his artwork, and also you can go to his. There's a link to his Etsy shop on there if you like Danny DeVito frogs. And a lot of Nick Cage stuff, but also he does a really good cryptid artwork as well, so definitely check it out.
Well, thank you.
You can follow me on Instagram at Cryptid Cocktail. You can follow me on TikTok at Cryptid Cocktail Party, where I don't post shitty Skinwalker videos, but now I'm just gonna start doing it. Fuck it. We just got a hamster and it stretches real long. So I'm going to be like, what is this?
Just get like a cheap Amazon like gorilla costume and start filming yourself around the house.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We do have a Patreon, I have a Patreon. It's $5 a month. I haven't ever posted anything on it. It's more so just to support the show. I mean, you know, beer gets expensive. But yeah, with that, I don't think I got anything else. Do you got anything else you want to say?
That's all I got, man.
All right, say bye to everyone, Clyde.
Goodbye, everyone, Clyde.